Blog Talk Radio.
I need somebody to put their hands together tonight. How many of you know in the kingdom nothing happens until something is spoken? So we declare.
Much for tuning in today. This is God's Woman of Excellence Ministries. I'm your host, Virtuous Lady, and this is the day that the Lord has made. So let's rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. We're so glad to be with you on the air live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we have a word of exhortation we're going to share with you. Amen. But first, we want to share some announcements with you. Our upcoming broadcasting schedule is the following. On next week, Thursday, January 24th, 2019, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have our Women's Intercessory Prayer. That's right, our Women's Intercessory Prayer broadcast. Praise God. You know, we will be praying for women, amen, and issues pertaining to women. Praise God. So please join us next week for Women's Intercessory Prayer. And on the following week, Thursday, January 31st, 2019, we will have the Women That Worship broadcast. The Women That Worship broadcast. This is a new segment that we will be doing as the Lord leads us. We are going to just come and worship the Lord. Amen. And just love on God. You know, God is love and He desires our worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So please do join us. If you have a prayer request, please do email us at God's Woman of Excellence Ministries at yahoo.com. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, oh God, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for this time, oh God, to come before your people, Lord God, to give a word, oh God, of exhortation. Father, I just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for your people, everyone that will dial in, those that will tune into the recording. I pray your blessings over them even now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we pray for this word, oh God, this word that will empower, this word, oh God, hallelujah, that will encourage your women, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you as we decrease. We pray that you would increase within us, oh God. Oh God, we pray that this word would fall on good ground today, God. This word will encourage someone, Lord God. This word will empower your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Today we will be sharing a word of exhortation entitled Treasure Within You. Treasure Within You. You know, I came across this article once again in this wonderful women's Bible, which is called the Woman Thou Art Loose Bible. Amen. The general editor is none other than Bishop T.D. Jakes. I really do love this Bible. It has lots of articles and information, amen, to empower you as a woman of God, amen. Well, I came across this article quite some time ago, and it really ministered to me, and I wanted to share that with you today. And the article is entitled Treasure Within You. The scripture reference is found in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7. Again, that's 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. Verse 7, the Bible says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Glory to God. So I'm going to read the article, and then I'm going to be sharing some key points within the article just to empower you as a woman of God. Glory to God. You know that this scripture really blessed me, amen. It really blessed my soul, and I pray that it blesses you to know that you are God's treasure. Amen. You are God's treasure, woman of God. Amen. You have a great, you are worth great value, and you are a person to be highly esteemed of, and you are rare, and you are precious. That's what a treasure is defined as, something of great worth or value, a person esteemed as rare or precious. That is who you are, woman of God. You are a treasure. You are precious. You are a woman worth great value. You are a treasure. Amen. You know, the Bible speaks of the believer as a peculiar person, a royal priesthood. Amen. And that you are indeed, yes, you, and you are God's beloved daughter. Amen. And that you are so precious in His sight. Amen. Praise God. Now, this is how the article reads. Something inside of you has been locked up. God wants to unlock it. He knows what gifts and abilities and dreams He has put in you. Mm-hmm. He knows how to touch them and how to bring them out. Yes. When you get beyond your low self-esteem, pairing yourself to other people, and you begin to accept what God has given you, then you are in a position for Him to bring to birth all He has created you to be. Glory to God. There are things in you that have been overlooked by you, ignored by others, perhaps even ridiculed by some. But God calls those traits His treasure, and He wants to bring it forth. Glory to God. Every woman alive is a treasure chest. Hallelujah. Each one holds something God intends for her to use in fulfilling His purpose for her life. Amen. And in the process, she will bring Him glory. My sister, find out what treasure God has hidden in you. because the devil is going to fight you for it. He knows the treasure is there, and he wants it for his purpose. He wants it bad. My God. So many women today are fighting the devil and don't even know why. It's because they haven't discovered the treasure that lies within them. The devil knows it's there. God knows it's there. So the fight is on. Your treasure is powerful in God's service, and the devil knows it. What he doesn't know is that your treasure is also a weapon you can use to defeat him in your life. My God. Hallelujah. The devil will do anything he can to sabotage your self-esteem. Oh, yes, he will. He doesn't want you developing your assets because he doesn't want you to give birth to what God has put within you. Being loosed means that your treasure has been released. It means that the gift that has been bound within you has been issued in emancipation proclamation. It means that you are free to blossom and bring forth fruit. Treasure within you is loosed. You are at liberty to deliver God's purpose in your life. My God. Now, giving birth may require intense effort on your part. You may have to push like a woman in labor. You may have to fill your cheeks with air and push with all your might. So get ready, daughter of the living God, and soon you'll hold a treasure in your arms. Hallelujah. You are God's treasure, woman of God. Glory to God. I want you to be encouraged today, woman of God, wherever you're at in your life, to know that you belong to God. You are God's daughter, and you have a destiny. You have a purpose. Hallelujah. And I pray that you fulfill every purpose, every mandate that is upon your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you on this day. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for this word. I pray that you would bless it, God. I pray that everyone that has heard this word, Father, that it will empower them, oh God, to be all that you have called for them to be, Lord God, to seek, oh God, their purpose, oh God, to fulfill their purpose in this life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we are your treasure chest, oh God. Hallelujah. We are filled with purpose. We are filled, oh God. Hallelujah, with thee, Lord God. And our treasure is a weapon. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through you, through the pulling down of strongholds. Father, we cast down every imagination that exalts itself on today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praises, oh God, that we belong to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And Father, we surrender all. We submit ourselves unto you, spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, glory to God. Everyone that's dealing with self-esteem, oh God, issues, I rebuke, oh God. Hallelujah, that spirit now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that we will have healthy self-esteem of ourselves, oh God, because we are your daughters. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you and we bless you and we give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah, as we pursue you and our purpose. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, women of God. Go in the peace of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's faithful. Hallelujah. He's faithful.